All right, so are you ready for a deep dive into something? Something we all think about. You know, bucket lists. Those things we want to do before, well, yeah. But here's the thing. In a world of, you know, instant connections and digital nomads, do bucket lists even make sense anymore?
That's a good question. That's what's fascinating, this whole idea of a bucket list. Bumping up against a world that's like changing faster than ever. I mean, are these lists just about checking boxes? Or is there something deeper, like something about like the human need for experience and meaning?
Yeah. And we have got this really interesting article.
Yeah.
From the Times Magazine.
Yeah.
And they're profiling a family who basically went all in on the classic bucket list dream, sold everything to travel the world. But then there's a plot twist. The husband sells an app for $54 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a perfect example of how the definition of success is changing. Like, did they ditch the travel plans, upgrade to luxury? Nope. Right. They just kept going, proving it wasn't about, like, lavish experiences, but something more, you know, fundamental.
Yeah. And it's kind of great. Like, they literally sold their house, their cars, everything. I think for about $25,000.
Mm-hmm.
And took off with their two young kids.
Wow.
They even had another child while traveling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's incredible. The article actually quotes them saying, "We're a regular family. We just happen to be having our family experiences in different destinations around the world."
Right.
It really highlights, I think, the shift in mindset that we're seeing.
Absolutely. But here's the thing that made me stop and think. The article points out how technology has made it possible for people to become like, you know, digital nomads.
Right.
Working from anywhere with Wi-Fi. They even mentioned someone's 75-year-old husband who's doing it. So this ties into like a much bigger shift. Technology is like reshaping where and how we work.
Mm-hmm.
Like blurring the lines between our professional and personal lives.
Yeah, exactly.
So does this mean the traditional bucket list idea of travel the world needs like a serious update? And the article dives into how technology has made travel so much more accessible in the past like 25 years, especially I think like since 2000.
Yeah.
We're talking about like, you know, affordable smartphones, widespread Wi-Fi, instant communication. It's like crazy.
Yeah. It's incredible how quickly things have changed.
Yeah.
Think about it. Our physical location can be anywhere, but we're constantly connected. This raises the question, in this hyper-connected world, do we even need a bucket list? Or do we need to reframe the whole concept of what we're striving for?
That's where the article gets into this idea of a bucket list really being more of a dream list, unique to each person.
Right.
But they also bring up like the reality check that not all dreams are created equal.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The article points out the limitations that many of us face, like
yeah.
time, money, you know, health, family obligations. This family chose travel above everything else, even financial stability, which is a pretty bold move.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And they contrast that with people who prioritize like owning a big house
mm-hmm.
or having, you know, tons of money.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I felt a little called out there.
Sure.
It really makes you think about your own priorities.
It does. And that's the key point. There's no right or wrong answer. This isn't about judgment. It's about self-awareness. What matters is that you're conscious of what truly matters to you and how those values shape your choices.
Absolutely. But here's the twist the article throws in. There's one thing we should all prioritize, even though it's not entirely within our control, and that's our health.
Yeah.
They bring up that classic, you know, health, wealth, and happiness saying, arguing that those are the foundations for a fulfilling life.
Yeah, and what's important here is that they don't just use these words as generic concepts. They break it down. Like, health isn't just about avoiding illness. It's about, you know, physical health.
Yeah.
Mental well-being. And having the energy to actually do the things you dream of.
Right. And that's where the story of their friend comes in, Dave Dana. A few years ago, he was struggling with obesity, depression, debt, you name it.
Yeah.
He was in a really tough spot, lacking the energy and resources to pursue anything on a traditional bucket list. But get this, in just 18 months, he completely transformed his life.
It's crazy. Talk about a real life comeback story. He lost 135 pounds, cleared his debt, finished his MBA, got married. This guy's story shows it's never too late to turn things around. He even has this catchphrase, "If I can do it, so can you."
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
It's inspiring, right? It speaks to the power of mindset and resilience. It's not just about setting goals. It's about believing in yourself and taking action even when it feels impossible. This goes beyond a bucket list. It's about building a foundation for any kind of fulfilling life.
Yeah, but here's the other side of the coin. While Technology's opened up these incredible possibilities. Travel work information at our fingertips has also brought some serious challenges.
Right. The article doesn't shy away from that. They highlight issues like, the impact of social media on mental health, addictive behaviors, the spread of fake news, online trolling. It's a lot to grapple with. And let's be real. How many of us have lost hours scrolling through social media?
Too many.
The article even mentions studies that show limiting social media to 30 minutes a day can reduce feelings of inadequacy and actually free up time for real-life experiences. It's like technology is this double-edged sword, offering amazing potential, but also demanding that we use it wisely.
It is. It's a crucial point. It's not about demonizing technology. It's about being mindful of its impact and making conscious choices about how we engage with it. The question is, how do we use these tools to enhance our lives, not detract from them?
And that brings us to the big question. How do we balance the traditional idea of a bucket list with this rapidly changing world? Are they even compatible?
Right. And that's exactly what we'll unpack in the next part of our deep dive. We'll explore how these big ideas translate into action and what it means to create a fulfilling life in this digital age.
So we talked about this family, right? Who chucked it all for travel, even after a windfall. That would make most of us rethink our entire existence. It just seems like they're living proof that maybe a bucket list isn't about the list itself, but about figuring out what really lights you up.
Yeah, that's the heart of it, isn't it? This family story challenges, I think, the traditional notion of achievement. They've shown us that a fulfilling life isn't necessarily tied to, checking off boxes, but to aligning your actions with your values.
Yeah. And speaking of values, we talked about those three pillars the article highlighted: health, wealth, and happiness. Not just as buzzwords, but as foundations for a life that feels truly rich.
Right. And remember how they broke those terms down. Health isn't just about being free from illness. It's about having the physical and mental energy to actually, pursue your passions. Wealth isn't just about a big bank account. It's about having the resources and the freedom to make choices that align with your values. And happiness, that's not just about fleeting moments of joy. It's about a deeper sense of contentment and purpose. But here's where it gets really interesting. The article suggests that a bucket list should actually flow from those foundations, not the other way around.
Right.
So it's this is where we move beyond the idea of a bucket list as a checklist of external achievement.
Right.
It's about crafting a life that feels authentic and meaningful, and then allowing your bucket list to be a reflection of that.
Okay. I'm all in on this idea, but how do we actually do that? Mm-hmm. How do we shift from chasing arbitrary goals to creating a life that feels genuinely fulfilling?
That's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, there's no single right answer. But the article does offer some valuable insights. It encourages us to be intentional with how we spend our time and energy.
Okay.
So instead of just reacting to whatever comes our way, we need to be more deliberate about our choices.
So are we saying yes to things that bring us joy, or just because we feel obligated?
Yeah, precisely. It's about asking ourselves tough questions, is this activity truly adding value to my life? Is this relationship energizing me or draining me? And then having the courage to make adjustments based on, our honest answers.
This reminds me of something else the article emphasized: the importance of being present and appreciating the journey, not just focusing on the destination.
Yeah, that's a really powerful point. We can get so caught up in planning for the future, chasing that next big thing on our list, that we forget to savor the everyday moments that make up our lives.
Yeah, it's like they said, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. I've definitely been guilty of that. Sometimes I get so fixated on a goal that I miss out on the joy of the process.
Absolutely. And think about it. Sometimes the most memorable experiences are the spontaneous ones, the unexpected detours that weren't on the original itinerary.
That's so true. Those unplanned adventures often become the best stories. It's life's reminding us to loosen our grip on the plan.
Yeah.
And be open to new possibilities.
Right. That sense of wonder and discovery is what keeps things exciting. But let's not forget about the elephant in the room: technology. It's been a game changer for travel, work, and connecting with the world. But
as the article pointed out, it's not all sunshine and rainbows. Mm. There's a dark side to this digital world that we can't ignore.
Right. They talked about, the addictive nature of social media, the constant comparison trap, the spread of misinformation. It's easy to get sucked into a vortex of negativity and distraction.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of distraction, think about all the hours we lose. Mm-hmm. Scrolling endlessly through our feeds, it's like our attention spans are being hijacked. I remember reading that study mentioned in the article about limiting social media to 30 minutes a day. Apparently, it can do wonders for our mental well-being and free up time for real-life experiences.
Yeah. It's a reminder that we need to be conscious consumers of technology.
Right.
It's not about rejecting it altogether, but about using it in a way that serves our goals and values, not the other way around.
Right.
Yep.
So how do we find that balance? How do we harness the power of technology without letting it control us?
That's a challenge we all face, right? And there's no one-size-fits-all answer. But the article offers some practical advice.
Okay, I'm all ears.
Okay, so first be mindful of your digital consumption. Ask yourself, am I mindlessly scrolling or am I engaging with content that inspires me, educates me, or connects me with loved ones?
It's about making conscious choices, right?
Mm.
Not just letting the algorithms dictate what we see and how we spend our time.
Exactly. And second, make a conscious effort to unplug regularly. This doesn't have to be anything drastic.
Like a digital detox retreat in the wilderness.
Well, that could work for some, but even small steps can make a difference. Take a walk in nature without your phone, have a face-to-face conversation, read a book, anything that allows you to disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with yourself and the world around you.
It's about creating space for stillness and reflection, giving our minds a break from the constant stimulation.
Precisely. And finally, remember that technology is a tool. It can be a powerful force for good, connecting us with information and people around the world, but it can also be a source of distraction and negativity. If we're not careful, the choice is ultimately ours.
So it sounds like crafting a fulfilling life isn't about checking off boxes on a bucket list, but about something much deeper.
Yeah, it's about cultivating a life that aligns with your values, prioritizing your well-being, and allowing for spontaneous adventures. It's about being present, savoring experiences, and making conscious choices about how you engage with technology. It's about creating a life that feels authentic and meaningful to you.
But how do we know if we're on the right track? Like, how do we measure our progress in this journey of creating a fulfilling life?
That's a great question, and it's something we'll explore in the final part of our deep dive. We'll look at some signs that indicate you're living a life that's truly aligned with your values and bringing you a deep sense of satisfaction.
Okay, so we've, like, really dug into this whole bucket list concept.
Yeah.
You know, how it's evolving, the impact of technology,
yeah,
the importance of those core foundations of health, wealth, and happiness.
Right.
But now I'm thinking, how do we even know if we're actually, like, living a fulfilling life? Is there some kind of, like, secret formula we're missing?
I wouldn't say there's a secret formula, but there are definitely some signs you can look out for, you know? It's less about checking off boxes and more about paying attention to how you feel.
Okay, I'm all ears. What are those signs? Like, give me the inside scoop.
Okay. So first and foremost, pay attention to your energy levels.
Okay.
Are you constantly feeling drained and depleted? Or do you, like, wake up feeling energized and excited about the day ahead?
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. Like, some days I feel like I'm running on fumes, just going through the motions.
Right.
And other days I'm, like, bouncing off the walls with enthusiasm. So, like, what's the difference?
It could be a sign that something's out of alignment. You know, maybe you're spending too much time on activities that drain you, or you're not prioritizing things that bring you joy.
Right.
It's about noticing those energy dips and asking yourself, what's causing this? What can I adjust to create more balance?
That makes sense. It's like doing an energy audit on your life.
Exactly.
So if we're, like, dragging ourselves out of bed every morning, that's a pretty clear sign something needs to change.
Yeah.
What else should we be looking for?
Another important indicator is your level of engagement.
Okay.
Are you feeling passionate about your work, your hobbies, your relationships, or are you just kind of going through the motions, feeling disconnected and uninspired?
This is hitting home for me. I remember when I was stuck in a job that I hated.
Right.
I felt like a zombie, just going through the motions. Yeah. It wasn't until I found work that I was truly passionate about that I started, like, feeling alive again.
Exactly. It's about identifying the things that light you up, that make you feel excited to get out of bed in the morning.
Right.
And if you're not feeling that spark, it might be time to explore new possibilities,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. To step outside your comfort zone and see what else is out there.
So it's not just about, like, setting goals, but about finding activities that genuinely resonate with you.
Right.
That tap into your strengths and passions.
Exactly.
What about our relationships? How do they factor into this whole equation of, like, living a fulfilling life?
Oh, our relationships are a huge part of our overall well-being, you know?
Yeah.
Pay attention to the people you spend the most time with.
Okay.
Do they lift you up and support you? Or do they bring you down with negativity and drama?
I've definitely experienced both types of relationships.
Right.
Like, being around positive, encouraging people is like a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
It just energizes you and makes you feel like you can conquer the world.
Yeah.
But negative people, they can suck the life out of you.
Yeah.
It's like they're vampires feeding off your energy.
That's such a great analogy.
Yeah.
And it highlights how important it is to be mindful of who we allow into our inner circle.
You know, surrounding ourselves with people who inspire us, challenge us, and make us feel good about ourselves is crucial for living a fulfilling life.
So let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
If we're feeling energized, waking up excited about the day, engaged in our pursuits, and surrounded by like supportive people, we're on the right track.
Those are all great indicators that you're living a life that's aligned with your values and bringing you a sense of purpose and happiness.
Okay.
But remember, it's an ongoing process, not a destination.
That's a good point.
Hey.
There will be ups and downs.
Times
when we feel lost or uncertain. Life isn't always going to be a smooth ride.
Exactly. The key is to stay curious, to keep learning and growing, and to be willing to adjust course when things aren't working.
Right.
Don't be afraid to experiment, to try new things, and to step outside your comfort zone.
It's like that old saying, the only constant is change. We have to be adaptable and embrace the unexpected twists and turns that life throws our way.
Exactly. And remember that article we started with? They made a powerful point that really stuck with me. They said if we focus on building a solid foundation of health, wealth, and happiness, a bucket list will naturally unfold from there.
Okay.
It's not about forcing it. It's about creating a life that's so rich and meaningful that the bucket list becomes an expression of that, not the driving force.
I love that. It's not about checking off boxes, but about living a life that feels authentic and true to ourselves.
Exactly. So as you move forward, remember to be intentional with your time and energy, cultivate a positive mindset, and surround yourself with people who inspire you. And most importantly, trust that you're on the right path, even when things get a little bumpy.
That's a great message to end on. This deep dive has really given me a fresh perspective on what it means to live a fulfilling life. It's not about chasing some arbitrary list of achievements, but about creating a life that feels good on the inside and reflects our values on the outside.
It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
And to all of you listening, keep exploring, keep dreaming, and keep living a life that sets your soul on fire. Until next time.